This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement timeline remains uncertain. However, lawmakers seem certain that they will pass the agreement at the latest following impeachment hearings. The House is still holding the articles of impeachment, alleging that the Senate won't agree to a fair trial. At issue is the Senate must make impeachment a priority. Depending on how long a further review of USMCA takes in the Senate and how long House Speaker Pelosi holds the articles of impeachment will change the trajectory of USMCA. The Senate Finance Committee approved the agreement this week on Tuesday. However, a Senate parliamentarian has determined that 8 other Senate committees must offer approval of the agreement. However, U.S. law states the agreement will be discharged from those committees in 15 days, regardless of their approval. If Nancy Pelosi sends articles of impeachment to the Senate between now and whenever the committees approve the agreement, perhaps next week, the USMCA implementing legislation would have to wait until the impeachment trial is over, likely at the end of January. Ahead of the Chinese New Year, China will be releasing 20,000 metric tons of frozen pork in state-held reserves. China has previously released more than 100,000 metric tons of pork from state reserves since last month, seeking to stabilize supply following impacts of African swine fever. A Chinese agriculture ministry official told the South China Morning Post this week that the African swine fever situation is still severe and complex, adding the risk of outbreaks rise with the increase of live hogs in the nation. China's sow herd declined roughly 40%, perhaps more, since the initial outbreak of ASF in the nation. However, Chinese officials say the herd has increased over 2% within December alone. Restocking the herd poses the risk of recontamination if efforts to eliminate the presence of the disease in pork-producing facilities has failed. However, for U.S. producers, China's ASF troubles and the expecting signing of a Phase 1 trade agreement provide export opportunities. China is the largest producer and consumer of pork in the world. Moving on into national ag news now, the new year means enrollment deadlines for the 2019 Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs, and those deadlines are quickly approaching. Richard Fordyce, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, says it's a great time for producers to head to their local FSA office to get signed up.
For the 2019 crop, the deadline is March 15th, and for the 2020 crop, the sign-up deadline is June 30th. We're asking producers, while times are a little slower on the farm, and certainly I know there are not very many of those days throughout the year, encouraging producers to come into their local Farm Service Agency office and get signed up for ARC PLC. It's our main safety net program.
Fordyce says the ARC and PLC programs have more flexibility for producers than when the program first started.
Some changes to the programs via the 2018 Farm Bill allows more flexibility to producers. So a producer would go into an FSA office, do their 19 sign-up and elections, do their 2020 sign-up. The election for 19 will also be the same for 2020, and then producers will have the flexibility for crop years 2021, 2022, and 2023 to change those elections if the market or other indicators tell them that that's what they need to do.
Both farmers and their local FSA offices aren't quite as busy as they are at other times of the year, which makes it a great time to get in and get the paperwork done.
It takes a little longer to do the application and do the sign-up. That's why we're asking folks to come in now and get that done, again, ahead of more of a busy season, so they've got that behind them and they're ready to go for 19 and 20.
While producers have learned a lot about both programs, the FSA has designed a tool to help producers make the best decision for their individual operation.
We partnered with Texas A&M University and the University of Illinois to develop a decision support tool that producers can actually put their own numbers in to help them make the decision as to which program would be better for which crop. The web address for that decision support tool, fsa.usda.gov/ARCPLC.
Again, that was Richard Fordyce, and he is the administrator of the Farm Service Agency. Moving on into other national ag news here on your Thursday, a major ag equipment company is trying to educate the tech community about precision agriculture technology at one of the world's largest tech shows this week. Ben Nully is in Las Vegas.
John Deere & Co. is featuring a self-propelled sprayer fitted with an ultra-wide 120-foot carbon fiber boom at the Consumer Electronics Show through Friday. Doug Souter is Director of Digital Product Management at Deere. He says the tech community needs to understand where their food comes from and the technology behind it.
That's one aspect, and the other is to really engage with the tech community. If you think about we're in the middle of artificial intelligence and robotics, well, guess what? We're doing that today in production, solving real big problems for the world, and we want to continue to be engaged in that community and understand what's happening in other spaces so that we can apply that technology on behalf of our customers and our equipment.
He says they're highlighting See and Spray technology to kill weeds.
As the equipment is moving through the field, it's taking pictures. There's a computer on board that is in real time using a machine learning algorithm that has been trained to categorize, is what I'm looking at, a plant or a weed? And then the bottom here, you see these individual nozzles that can then selectively only apply herbicide to the weeds.
Souter says they're in the process of testing the technology right now to eventually bring it to the marketplace. This is the second year Deere's featured equipment at CES and likely won't be the last. Reporting from Las Vegas, I'm Ben Nully.
Moving on now into state and local ag news. When we typically think of celebrating dairy products, we think of the month of June, which is Dairy Month in the U.S. But as Aaron McGraw with the St. Louis District Dairy Council explains, this coming Saturday is another reason to celebrate.
So yes, June is the big dairy month. It is dedicated all month long to dairy, but this Saturday is actually National Milk Day. So there's different things you can do. This was established in the 1800s, and that's when we think about milk being delivered in like the sterilized glass bottle with the milkman and all of that too. So I would encourage you to sample a new milk product. There's so many different flavors of milk out there now. There's different seasonal products. Or if it's been a while since you've just had a glass of milk with a meal, just try it out and see how it feels. See how you feel after that meal, too. Oftentimes you feel pretty satisfied for a while afterwards because of that high-quality protein. Trying a new recipe featuring dairy foods. Talk to your kids about dairy and how it comes from cows. There's actually, in different areas, farms that actually participate in agritourism, or they do tours in kind of the St. Louis surrounding areas. There's Marcoute Jersey Creamery in Greenville. There's Ludwig Creamery and Rop Cheese are all local creameries in the Illinois area that welcome tours, and you can really learn about milk and dairy farming and how it ends in a really delicious product as well. So there's all sorts of things you can do, but finding new and creative ways to incorporate milk is a really great way to start.
And again, that was Aaron McGraw, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and Saturday is National Milk Day. In other state ag news on your Thursday, the specialty growers are gathering in Springfield this week.
They have lots of different tracks, I guess, if you will, with some great speakers. They really work hard at getting diversity amongst that three-day conference as well. Wednesday is a pre-conference. They have in-depth workshops for growers or specialty growers. And then we get into some, I'll call it science-based talks, but just some good information coming out on management trials, growing tips, as well as they take a track and they look at business perspectives and how growers can improve their business as well.
Again, that's as State Ag Pest Survey Coordinator Kelly Estes, and the Specialty Growers Conference runs through tomorrow in Springfield. Moving on now to our local ag community bulletin board, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will hold their January meeting this evening. That meeting will begin at 7 at the Farm Bureau in Hillsboro. Country Financial and the Illinois Farm Bureau, along with other organizations, are teaming up to hold the agribusiness seminars throughout the state to better equip farmers and growers with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions for their operation. Two of these agribusiness seminars will be held next week, the first of which to be held Monday morning at 8:30 at the Fayette County Farm Bureau in Vandalia. The second seminar will be held Tuesday morning at 9 at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Lake Shelbyville Visitor Center. Speakers for the seminars will include Doug Yoder with Country Financial, Dr. Gary Schnittke with the University of Illinois, and Joe Camp of AgriVisor. The 79th annual meeting of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will take place next Tuesday evening, the 14th, at 6 at the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. A light meal will be provided from Milanus Catering, followed by a short program from Ashley Dawson, Farm Bill biologist with Pheasants Forever. Ashley will discuss the importance of providing wildlife habitat cover and how the program can be utilized for that purpose. To RSVP for the meeting, you can call the Soil and Water Conservation District's office at 532-3361 extension 3, and reservations are due by tomorrow, Friday, January 10th. In other Ag Bulletin Board news for you, the Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs are continuing to join forces in 2020 to co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. The forum will take place on Thursday, January 30th, at the Doubletree Hilton, located at 222 Potomac Boulevard in Mount Vernon. Registration takes place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., and the conference begins at 9 a.m. The Illinois Wheat Association annual meeting will then be held at 8:30 a.m., which is also open to participant attendance. Speakers and topics at this year's event will include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technologies on double crop management, Pope Commodities on Marketing Strategies, Wheat Yield Contest Winners Panel, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency representatives, amongst others. The conference agenda is posted on the Illinois Wheat Association website, illinoiswheat.org. The U of I Extension will be offering their state-mandated Certified Food Protection Managers course and exam. The two-day course will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro on Thursday, January 30th and Friday, January 31st. Participants are required to attend both days of class, and the exam will take place on the second day. The course will be taught by Lisa Peterson, nutrition wellness educator with the University of Illinois Extension, and the class provides the minimum classroom work to prepare for the national certification exam. Pre-registration is due by next Thursday, January 16th, and you can do that by calling the Extension office in Hillsboro at 532-3941 or online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have anything for us ag-related, that can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Thursday morning, January 9th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News. And Randy, I think we're going to get some rain this weekend.
Sounds like it.
Put out your rain gauge.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I was going to do that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gabe. That's yep. WSMI's Gabe Osborne and part two of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by the Litchfield National Bank, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, Auburn, and Jerseyville.